call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, fighting men of the United Nations. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. And standing at the microphone now to take charge of this delivery in person is a man whose reputation as a great performer is only exceeded by his fame as a boulevardier and a bon vivant. Groucho Marx!
Thank you, folks, and thank you, Don Wilson, but I don't know for what. What are those names you call me? What was that, boulevardier and bon vivant?
Well, Groucho, a boulevardier is a fellow that likes to get all dressed up and take jaunty walks up and down the avenue.
Jaunty walks. With my feet, I'm lucky if I can step into my pants in the morning. And what about that bon vivant? What is that?
Well, Groucho, bon is the French word for good.
Good.
And vivant is liver. Good liver. Get it?
If I could get good liver, my cat would be alive today.
Groucho, how you carry on.
It makes no difference how I carry on. But, Wilson, please don't talk about me when I'm gone. I guess that's the tune. Which isn't a bad idea right now, because that fine tenor, Phil Regan, is warming out there in left field to open this mail call letter with a lovely song called My Heart Tells Me, which he sang in the picture, Sweet Rosie O'Grady.
My heart tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game you're playing? My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours would lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I believe my heart or you? Like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I believe my heart?
That was swell, Phil. You know, there's nothing I like better than a fine male singer. Unless it's a fine female singer. Or better yet, a fine female who just keeps her trap shut. Anyhow, thank you, Phil Regan. If you're ever in the neighborhood again, I wish you'd pay me the $3 you owe me. Now, fellows, paragraph 2 of this mail call is about to be tossed at you by a group of musicians I'm sure you've heard on the air or seen in pictures or somebody's backyard. They play anything from a violin to a washboard. The Hoosier Hotshots doing from the Indies to the Andes in his undies.
Are you ready, Hizzy?
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, okay, let's go.
With us today.
Is that right, Hizzy?
Oh, his back is bowed and his legs are bent. Why, he broke all records wherever he went.
From the Indies to the Andes, one of Sundays. And he never took a shave except on Mondays.
And he didn't eat a thing but chocolate sundaes.
Was a very, very daring thing to do.
Well, he carried for a charm some gippered herring.
A herring?
To protect him if the tropic sun was glaring.
Oh, that's nice.
Whoever met him thought he needed airing.
Was a very, very daring thing to do. Otto Silch. He's a hero of the ages. Otto Silch. He will surely enter history's pages. From the Indies to the Andes, what a mission. Stopping only now and then to do some fishing. And he went without a copyright permission. Was a very, very daring thing to do. Was a very, very daring thing to do.
From the where's to the what's and his who's. I've forgotten what his name is. Excuse us.
Well, his uncle is a barber who shampoos us.
That's right.
Was a very, very daring thing to do.
Well, then he wrote a song about something or other.
He did?
And that someone was a this and you're another.
Well, go on, Hizzy.
Well, that song he wrote was written by his brother.
Was a very, very daring thing to do.
Otto Silch.
Otto Silch.
He's the idol of the nation.
Nation.
Otto Silch. To the Senate for investigation.
And he carried for a spare a pair of panties. But they didn't fit him well, they were his aunties.
From the Indies to the Andes in his aunties. Was a very, very silly thing to do.
Was a very, very silly thing to do.
Those Hoosier Hotshots are certainly fine. You know, fellas, Hoosier means from Indiana, and Hotshot is what I was 20 years ago. Come to think of it, I wasn't so hot. But I was shot a good deal of the time. Ah, those were the days. But so much my trip from the Indies to the Andes and my undies. Your next mail call correspondent, who is a girl who is doing very nicely and meet the people, here at the Assistance League Playhouse. I want you to meet Ida James singing Shoo Shoo Baby.
Shoo
baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off on the seven seas. Rock, 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 baby. Rock, 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 baby. Rock, 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 baby. When he comes back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now with our pops gone away. But he's treating them rough now, so he can be sweet to us another day. Don't sigh, baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Papa's off. It seems like yesterday when we were courting strong, how we used to sing and dance and play all the short night long to this song. He'd say, I like cake. No mistake. But baby, if you insist, I'll cut out cake just for your sake. Baby, come on and knock me a kiss. All he wanted was a kiss when he could have had that or this. So he got it. I mean a license. And then we moved way on the outskirts of town. He said, I don't want nobody always hanging round. And I said, yes, yes, Daddy. They called his number. We said goodbye. But when he left me, I didn't cry. They needed men and men and my man too. And here we are now, my baby. Just me and you. With our pops gone away. But he's treating them rough now, so he can be sweet to us another day. Don't sigh, baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Papa's off on the seven seas. The seven seas, the seven seas.
Very good, Ida. Now, fellas, we're going to hear the 370th Army Air Force's band from the San Bernardino Air Service Command. That's a nice poem. I might take another whirl at that. Here's the 370th Army Air Force's band from the San Bernardino Air Service Command. It scans. You like their music, you'll think they're grand, so when they're finished, let's give them a hand. Edna St. Vincent Marks.
Thank you.
That was Fascinating Rhythm, played by that band that just played Fascinating Rhythm. And I've got a real treat for you. It's also a real treat for me because I'm about to introduce the personality who gets my vote for the girl I'd most like to be caught in a phone booth with. Miss Shirley Ross.
Thank you, Groucho, and hello, fellas.
Well, Shirley, you're certainly looking lovely tonight.
Thanks, Groucho, and you're certainly looking.
You get a joke from the most unexpected quarters around here. Oh, pardon me, Shirley. For a minute there, I thought I was a boy again, and what a boy I was. Big blue eyes and a mouth to match.
A blue mouth?
Yes, up until the age of six, I ate nothing but indelible pencils.
And now you're a boulevardier and a bon vivant.
Here we go again. I don't know where people get these ideas about me. Actually, I'm a very simple man. I like nothing better than to stay home of an evening and stretch out in front of the fireplace with a shaggy dog and a pipe.
What about your slippers, Groucho?
Oh, he doesn't care about slippers as long as he can smoke my pipe.
You know, I've been spending a lot of time lately in front of my fireplace.
You, Shirley, staying home, you?
You know, Groucho, it's pretty hard to find an escort these days. They're all either too young or too old.
Isn't there a song with that title?
You don't know how true that song is nowadays, Groucho. Why, I had a date the other night with a fellow who was so young, all he wanted to do was play post office, and then when I played, he just kissed me on the forehead.
Fine post office player. Didn't even know the right zone.
Groucho, you have no idea what a girl is up against these days with all the eligible fellows in uniform. The available men are either too young to know how to walk or too old to know where.
That's a fine reading, all right. I don't know what she said.
Why, only this week I was invited out by two availables. The first one was, Hello. Oh, hello, Myrtle. Oh, no, I can't go to the movies tonight. I've got a date. What's that? Where did I get a man? Well, he isn't exactly a man. He's more of a youth. A youth? You know, Myrtle, a junior wolf. Last time we were out, I gave him a kiss and he got stuck on me. Tonight, I'm going to make sure he takes out his bubble gum first. Well, I have to go now, Myrtle. My Boy Scout's at the door. Goodbye. Well, Wilbur Marks, hello. Come on in, Wilbur. Don't just stand there, Wilbur.
Come here, Mother.
Hello, Shirley. Gee, you look pretty. You smell nice, too. Say, can I borrow some of your perfume?
Perfume? You want perfume? Now, really, Wilbur.
Oh, I don't want it for myself. I want to sprinkle some on my pet title.
Well, where'd you get a pet turtle?
From the Title Guarantee and Trust Company.
And you want me to give you my expensive perfume to put on your pet turtle?
Sure. Then when he walks around the house smelling, I'll think of you. Shirley, I brought you a present.
Oh, Wilbur, how wonderful. A box of gumdrops and all for me.
Oh, it's nothing.
You can say that again.
Okay. Oh, it's nothing.
That's enough.
This audience likes everything twice.
Groucho.
Oh, and here's the prize that was in it.
Oh,
watch this ad lib. Either that or the script, one of the two. Right?
Isn't this prize lovely?
And here's the prize that was on it, eh?
Let's do everything twice, eh?
Oh, Groucho, how marvelous. Just what I've always needed, a toy skunk.
I knew you'd like it. Say, Shirley, the sixth grade of my school is having a class party. Say, are you any fun at parties?
Oh, sure. Gee, after my third taffy apple, I don't even know what I'm doing.
Slip us a kiss, Shirley, will you? Slip us a kiss.
Why? Who's with you?
Nobody.
Oh, all right, I'll kiss you. But first, put your hat on.
Why?
I love the way it flies off when I kiss you.
No, I don't think I want to kiss you. I'm afraid of women. They ain't the same as men, you know.
Who told you?
Nobody. I looked it up in the dictionary.
Oh, Wilbur, you're a dope.
I am not. You gotta be pretty smart to win $20 on the Quiz Kids, you know.
You won $20 on the Quiz Kids? How'd
yes?
you do that?
Well, none of them could guess what I was.
Oh, Shirley, I didn't know you had company. Going out for the evening?
Yes, I am, Father.
Father, that's Don Wilson. He gets a half a pound of butter for doing that.
Quiet, Groucho.
The one man that doesn't need it.
Pop, I'd like you to meet my date for tonight.
Oh, hello. What's your name, little boy?
Wilbur, but the school board calls me Buster.
Yeah, and his draft board calls him January.
Shirley, do you really think you should go out with this boy?
Oh, don't worry about him, Pop. Why, where women are concerned, he's just a rookie.
Yeah, I may be a rookie with women, but I'm sure ready to start basic training. But don't worry, Mr. Ross. I'll get Shirley home early so she'll be nice and fresh for tomorrow night.
What happens tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night she's got a date with my grandfather.
Hello. Oh, hello, Myrtle. No, I can't go to the movies tonight either. I got a date. No, not a youth like last night. This time it's a grandpa. A grandpa. You know, Myrtle, a senior wolf. All right, so my date is old, but at least he's hip. How do I know he's hip? Well, his lower plate wobbles 8 to the bar. Well, I have to go now, Myrtle. My boyfriend's at the door. I have to carry him in. Goodbye.
Hello there, Shirley, old kid, old sock, 23 Skidoo. I love my wife, but all you kids, yahoo!
Come in, Grandpa. Pull up your hot water bottle and sit down.
I don't want to sit. We're going to step in tonight, girlie.
Why, Grandpa, what big ideas you have.
Don Tootin', cut a hole in the carpet. Let's see the floor show. Yahoo!
Well, the Frank Sinatra of Boyle Heights.
Hey, Shirley, now let me show you the new dance I picked up last night. It's called Hustle Your Bustle and Develop Your Muscle. And here I go. A one, a two, a three.
Hey, look out! Gramps! Gramps, what made you fall?
Dagnabbit, my corset slipped and closed it on my legs.
Oh, Gramps, you're so cute I could kiss you.
Well, slick down my hair and call me Cesar Romero. Glad you feel like kissing, Apple Dumpling. Especially warm the kissing teeth. The upper plate with the buck tooth.
What do you mean?
It's a new invention. Shoves my lips into an automatic pucker.
Watch yourself, Gramps. Here comes my father.
Oh, Shirley, I... Oh, I didn't know you had company. Going out for the evening?
Yes, I am, Father. Father, that's Don Wilson. He's still sweating for that half pound of butter. Pops, I'd like you to meet my date for tonight.
Well, hello, old man.
Hello, son.
Shirley, do you really think you should go out with this worn-out antique?
Oh, don't worry about him, Pop. Why, where women are concerned, he's just a tired old veteran.
Oh, yeah, maybe a tired old veteran with women, but I'm sure willing to take a brush-up course. Yahoo!
Don't worry, Pop. I'll be home early so I can be nice and fresh for tomorrow night.
What happens tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I've got a date with his grandfather.
Well, Shirley, inasmuch as our lovely acquaintanceship has so quickly blossomed into indifference, what are you going to sing for the boys?
Best of all.
I don't doubt it, but what are you going to sing for the boys?
Best of all.
Well, it's silly to keep this up. Sing, Shirley.
With all those foreign service ribbons on his breast, how he raved about his travels far and wide. And when he asked about the girls he liked the best, nonchalantly he replied,
there was Louise that I squeezed in Tunisia. There was a skirt in Bizerte made me fall. There was a miss that I kissed up in Kiska. And a tiger lady in Bengal. I loved the pale little frail in Australia. I loved a class London lassie on the mall. But wherever I may roam, it's the gal I left back home that I love best of all. No one was finer than Dinah in China. Although she spoke with a broken southern drawl, I went in hock, lock and stock in Morocco for a dream girl in a Spanish shawl. I fell for Leah in Pantelleria. I loved a lush little Russian fireball. But wherever I may roam, it's the gal I left back home that I love best of all.
Well, fellas, it looks like we've come to the end of another mail call session, and we certainly hope you enjoyed it. In closing, I'd just like to remind you that there's an old saying in show business which goes, always leave your audience with a laugh. So, good night.
That's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Groucho Marx, Phil Regan, Shirley Ross, the Hoosier Hotshots, Ida James, the 370th Army Air Forces Band, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... Mail Call is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.